This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. On this day 1 year ago, crude oil prices hit $100 a barrel for the first time ever. As you likely recall, prices continued on an upward spiral, peaking in July at over $140. Then came the financial crisis and the global slowdown. Today, crude oil is about $40 a barrel. Here to discuss this roller coaster ride and to help us understand where oil and gasoline prices may be going in 2009 is Tom Closa. He's editor-in-chief of Oil Price Information Service, and he keeps tabs on petroleum prices. Welcome to the program, Tom. And this rise, this fall, is this the most volatile price swing you've ever seen?
Yeah, and you know, it's actually become more and more volatile each year during the decade, so that the new normal, so to speak, is a hyperactive market. And I suspect that that'll continue through 2009, maybe not to the great extent of 2008, where you had $115 separating the lows and the highs, but a lot of wild days, 10 and 12% changes in the price of crude oil on any given day.
Why? Why the big swings?
Part of it is that all of the huge money managers that used to have the province of, let's say, just trading in equities, you know, that money has come into commodities. Commodities aren't a gentle place to invest or speculate money, but they're very popular. And beginning in the first few years of this decade, an awful lot of investment money that might ordinarily be parked in sleepy mutual funds for stocks has come into oil. And that's really increased the stakes. It's increased the stakes on the way up, and it's increased the stakes on the way down. You can argue whether or not it's speculative, but there's no question that it makes the pendulum swing much more quickly from fair value to overvalued, or from fair value to perhaps undervalued like we are now.
Is this a safe investment for the future?
It's certainly not a safe investment, no. I mean, as much as equities have moved in 2007 and 2008, commodities markets can still have much, much greater percentage moves. It's very difficult to sort of do the kind of analysis that one does for equities with oil. Oil is like red wine. You have a two-buck chuck, which essentially comes out of Saudi Arabia for less than $2 a barrel, and then you have just some of your expensive blends that come out of North America. The Canadian tar sands, for example, probably have a break-even of about $60 a barrel. So it is certainly not an exact science, and there's even more art to investing in oil or funds that invest in oil than there is with equities.
With oil prices so low now, do you think countries and companies are going to be stockpiling it?
Well, that'll be interesting, because it certainly would make sense that one would buy crude oil when it's cheap, and one might even sell it if you've got a strategic reserve when it's expensive. In the last 8 years, we didn't have any such policy. It was really just to continue to buy modest amounts of crude oil, whatever the price. I would not be surprised to see the next administration probably try to add a little bit to the strategic petroleum reserve if prices do remain close to $40 a barrel. The other side of that, though, is, you know, there's room for some sort of temperate sales when prices get out of hand to the upside. And that was something that was taken off the table from 2000, really until the end of 2008. No sales of SPR crude unless there were hurricanes that disrupted the flow of refineries. It wouldn't be used as a weapon or as an effort to sort of temper runaway pricing markets.
Tom, as you look ahead to 2009, where do you see all of this going in terms of gas prices? Do you think we're going to see gas at $1 a gallon?
I don't believe so. You know, there's a tendency within normally conservative oil analysis to really go for the extreme. And I think you have to look at 2008 as something of an aberration, something as the sort of mother of all volatile years. So I think that it's hyperbole to suggest that prices would be less than a dollar at the pump, because you'd have to see crude oil at $20 to $25 to see that number sustained on a nationwide basis. But I also don't believe that we're going back to the $3 and $4 numbers that were quite common in 2007 and 2008. People will still notice, and they'll be complaining, because the likelihood is that there will be a 50 or a 75 cent increase in the price of gasoline from winter to spring and summer. But we're not going to see anything as apocalyptic as we saw in 2008.
Tom Closa is editor-in-chief of Oil Price Information Service, and he also writes a blog called Speaking of Oil. Tom, thank you.
Thanks, Alex.